You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm Daquan Mickens. And for today's episode, we're going to do something a little different. We put together a little Q&A for our social media asking people to talk about their first visit to Beaufort. Today, we're going to go through some of our favorite responses and read them to you.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. I think we got a lot of fun answers. So I hope you guys enjoy hearing about some of people's first times visiting Beaufort.
Yes, and maybe if we continue, we can talk about our first times visiting Beaufort and getting to know Beaufort.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to start with our experiences or do you want to jump in with the responses we got on social media?
Let's build up anticipation. Let's start with our experiences and then we can get into the social media experience.
Awesome.
So I'll go ahead and start. In my episode, I kind of talked about it a little bit, but me and my wife came to Beaufort not knowing anything about Beaufort. We actually stayed in Hilton Head. She had a job offer here in Beaufort while we were still in college. We came into Beaufort. I actually sat in the parking lot during her interview, like sat in the car and waited.
Amazing. Supportive husband.
Yes, yes. I do what I can. But yeah, when she came out, she said she, you know, she got offered the position and we drove around, went to different spots. We went and ate lunch at, I believe it was Firehouse Subs was the first place we had eaten here in Beaufort. So we just grabbed a little sandwich quick and enjoyed it. And we went to Walmart, I think, to grab something real quick. And we noticed how polite everybody was in Beaufort. And we were just like, wow, you know, we could see ourselves, you know, living here and thriving here. So we came to Beaufort and it's been perfect ever since. You know, not only just with the people here in Beaufort, but the location, the weather, the Spanish moss off the trees. We live right near the Spanish moss trail. So we love to, you know, hop on the Spanish moss trail, whether it's for a walk or a bike ride and, or take the dog for a walk. We just love Beaufort, being able to see the water everywhere we're at. For us coming here with a blank slate, it was a perfect way to, you know, get to know Beaufort. And then after the fact, when we noticed, people we didn't know who were like, oh, I'm from Beaufort. We were like, oh, yeah, this is perfect. I could see why people from here always want to stay here and the people who do visit want to live here as well.
That's awesome. I love that our experiences are kind of different because you came in with knowing hardly anything to nothing, whereas I came in with very high expectations because Rob had been hyping it up to me for I don't know how long before I finally like made it out there. And to be honest, it did not disappoint at all. I fell in love too. It's such a beautiful place with the kindest people. It was so fun getting to meet all these people that I had had the opportunity to talk to via the podcast, but hadn't like met in person. And it just was kind of, it felt so magical being there. I don't know how else to put it. Beaufort's just magical. It's like this little slice of heaven in kind of this very crazy, hectic world where everyone just is still so kind. And it like really encapsulates, like when people say like Southern charm, I feel like you get like Beaufort really encapsulates that. And I remember the first time I went there, my one friend had actually been there multiple times, but I didn't know she had. And she responded to my stories on Instagram and was like, oh my gosh, I love Beaufort. It's the quintessential small town that like experience that you want to have. And I was like, honestly, that sums it up so perfectly because it's so beautiful. Everyone's so nice. There's so much to see and do in this little area. I mean, it's not actually that little, but you know, in comparison to like maybe Charleston or those bigger cities around. But yeah, I absolutely fell in love. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. And it's so easy to do. Like you said, it's just, it's not like anywhere else. It's got its own charm and Beaufort represents itself so well. The only way you can describe Beaufort is to come here and feel it. Once you've felt what Beaufort feels like, then you can like put it into words like, oh, it's a small, like a small gem of the world, like of the world, or like what mm-hmm. we have said in the past is like, if Beaufort was, if Taking a Breath was this place, that's Beaufort. everything's mm-hmm. slowed down. It's its own, you know, paradise in a sense.
Exactly. Well, shall we dive into some of these very fun responses that we got?
So with the first story from Instagram, we're going to go with Terry Fair again. And this is her story of her first time in Beaufort. We visited Beaufort for the very first time last year in December 2021. We parked our car in the municipal parking area and walked towards the Main Street downtown area. It was so rainy, windy, and gloomy and cold. And I turned to my husband and said, I absolutely loved it here. There was an inexplicable feeling between us where we felt so at home. We were renting a carriage house this coming January through April in the hopes of truly experiencing all that is Beaufort. Well, Terry, that story sounds amazing. I hope you're listening because we're looking forward to having you. And if you guys connect with us, we could give you some ideas of what to do and experience Beaufort when it's not rainy, cold, and gloomy. So I definitely know the feeling.
I love that even though the weather, quote unquote, wasn't like that picture perfect ideal thing, they still fell in love with it because, you know, same.
Yeah, I could say if you can fall in love with Beaufort at its worst, you'll definitely love it at its best.
It's perfect. All right, move on to our next one, which was from Betty Bryant. Oh, this is so cute. My son was born there. That's so fun. That's a good reason to fall in love with the place.
Yeah. If I had a son and he was born here and then we ended up moving elsewhere, I would always love the place where they were born and would always want to try to come back and be like, oh, this is the place where my son was born. You know, this is a great location.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder if it was a military reasoning for being here or a vacation where you were pregnant and had the son here while you were vacationing. So I would really like to know if you could get in touch, Betty Bryant, and let us know. We would definitely love to hear that.
Agreed. All right. I'm going to also read our next one since the last one I read was short and cute. And this one came from handle CLR523 on Instagram. And they say, since many of my favorite movies were filmed in and around Beaufort, I've always wanted to visit there. My sister and I were driving from Florida to West Virginia when we came up on the Beaufort exit. We hopped off and took an unexpected day trip. Grabbed lots of info at the visitor center. I walked around the town and saw the house, you know the one, toured a B&B for a future mother-daughter trip. I fell in love with the area. That trip unfortunately never happened before my mother's death last year. A longer trip to Beaufort is definitely still on my bucket list.
Yeah, that's so great, CLR523. A lot of movies are filmed here in Beaufort, and we love the movies that are filmed here. There's so many great locations, great houses that are filmed here. That way, when people come here and they're like, oh, I know this house, it was the Great Santini's house was filmed here, or the Big Chill happened here on this street. People come here all the time, and you can actually take tours of the different locations here throughout Beaufort and see the different filming sets or places films were taking place. So one of my favorites, Forrest Gump, was filmed here at the bridge he ran over, and it says Alabama, but he actually ran over our bridge right here in the downtown Beaufort, and that's where he decided to turn around. He's like, you know what, I think I'm gonna go home. And so that was here in Beaufort, and we love to tell people about that bridge when they do visit.
Amazing. It's like what connects Beaufort and Utah, because we have him running across the desert in Forrest Gump, and it's also here in southern Utah.
Yeah. I think that's another reason why when people do come to Beaufort, they feel like, you know, this feels familiar, or I've seen this mm-hmm. before. And most of the times you likely have, because you've seen it in movies, or even if you weren't paying attention, it's been playing on TV and Beaufort was in the background, or it's supposed to be another area of the state or the country or a different state, and is actually Beaufort, South Carolina. So I think, yep. I think it has a part with everybody.
Definitely.
Another comment from Peachy Keen Baking says, my family and I came down 5 years ago for the first time. We were visiting family and completely fell in love with the area. We added another kid to the mix, 3 more vacations, and now we are getting ready to sell our home and move down to Beaufort. Can't wait to assimilate into the Southern culture. I'm noticing a trend
Yeah.
That anyone who come, and a lot of the people are planning to come, but anyone who visits Beaufort, like we've said before, they love it and they just fall in love. No one's like, eh, Beaufort was all right, or I liked Beaufort. I could see why people like it. But they're like, I love Beaufort. And that's why our hashtag is Love Beaufort, because anyone who comes here typically just falls in love with it. So we're looking forward to Peachy Keen coming down to Beaufort and, you know, being in that Southern charm and that Southern culture. And we'll welcome you with open arms as we do in the South.
Yeah. Also, I feel like this is just a common story in general of people coming and visiting, falling in love, and then moving down there because they love it so much.
Yeah. And after all these years, it's never, we picked up immediately and moved. It's something that Beaufort stayed on their mind. They were like, well, we'll just keep going to Beaufort for vacation. And two or three vacations later, you're like, you know what? Why am I still coming here for vacation when I could just live here?
Exactly. And now we'll share our last Instagram story before we move to some of the ones that were shared on Facebook. This one comes from Boo Radley's Decorator, which is a very fun, cute little name and nod to one of my favorite childhood books. Anyways, my dad was a Marine stationed at Parris Island the first time I visited Beaufort. I needed shoes and my mom took me to the Lipsitt shoe store on Bay Street. Lippy the Mina Bird chattered away at me the whole time I tried on some Buster Browns. Anytime we would go to downtown Beaufort, I had to stop by and see Lippy. That's really cute.
Yeah, that's such a cute story. Unfortunately, the Lipsitt store is no longer open. You could still see where the shoe store was. And across the street, you can actually see the Lipsitt's sign entitled, like engraved above Barefoot Bubba's shop now. So that's still a part of the downtown culture here in Beaufort and, you know, what the Lipsitt stood for. And that still represented downtown Beaufort.
It's very cool. All right, shall we move into some of our stories shared to us from Facebook?
Yes, let's get into some of these Facebook stories. So this one's from Belinda Duncan. She said, I came as a 12-year-old when my dad was assigned to Carteret Street, UMC, as pastor. I fell in love with Beaufort and the wonderful people. It's still my favorite place to have lived. I love the parsonage. We moved 5 years later. I still wish I could have graduated from Beaufort High School. Well, thanks, Belinda. That sounds like a great story, and I'm glad you loved Beaufort and were able to grow up here and, you know, wish you could have stayed longer and you only stayed for 5 years. But for only 5 years, for it to still be one of your favorite places you have lived, it says a lot about, you know, your love for Beaufort and where you wish you could have been at Beaufort.
It's so cute. I love that as well. Like, it's, you love when a place sticks with you that much. Even after so many years, it's still a favorite. Okay, our next story came from Karen Wayne Edge, and she shares, we spent 5 days touring the Charleston area to find a home for our planned retirement to no satisfaction. A friend suggested we drive down to a city named Beaufort to have a look. We spent most of a day here, and 2 years later, it moved into our forever home. Aww.
Yeah, that's an awesome story, Karen. And I'm noticing, like I said, a trend of people who, you know, come to Beaufort or friends suggest Beaufort and they fall in love with it, even if they're looking for something else, whether it's Charleston or Savannah, which are also great destinations. But Beaufort has something specific that separates it from those other two locations where you would want to live. Those other two locations, I feel like, are great to visit. But as far as living situations, you don't get that same lifestyle of raising a family in those locations, which people do. But Beaufort's more warming. And, you know, half the people here in RCVB actually came from the military or plan to retire. And they just love Beaufort so much. They're just like, oh, this is where we want to be.
Yep. It's an amazing place.
And we're glad, Karen, Beaufort's your forever home. Mm-hmm. And then we'll wrap up with Mike Johnson. Our first visit was for our 10th wedding anniversary. We stayed at the Cuthbert House Inn. We fell in love with Beaufort and have been back every year for almost 19 years. Our sons love it too. Non-commercialized, has tons of history, good food, and exceptionally nice people. Well, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it that you guys come here every year and that, you know, you came for your 10th anniversary and decided to just keep coming back for nearly 20 years.
No, that's so awesome. And I definitely agree with everything. Good food, amazing history, exceptionally nice people, all of it. So good. Well, this was such a fun episode, Daquan. I loved getting to hear all of these unique stories and how people fell in love with Beaufort and their first experiences here. But it's a sadly time for us to end. But before we go, do you have any highlights that you want to share or any last little tidbits for us?
Yeah, if you guys are interested in the events happening here in Beaufort, please feel free to go to our events calendar at beaufortsc.org and check our events page and see, you know, what's happening in Beaufort near your chance to travel.
Perfect. So thank you everyone for listening and following along with us. Don't forget to follow on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. And we will talk to you all next time. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.